This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Hope your Tuesday is getting started off right. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my truck drivers out there moving the goods from state to state right now. Shout out to you if you're in the gym or on your way to the gym, getting them good endorphins flowing. You already know what's going down. Busy night in sports last night. Locally, not a whole lot going on, but we will talk about the Atlanta Braves here momentarily. We will talk about the Denver Nuggets winning their first ever NBA championship. Took them 47 years to get it. Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. They get their first NBA title last night. Nikola Jokic, rightfully so, winning the Bill Russell MVP award, NBA Finals MVP award. And just a great story from the Nuggets. And we'll get into that here when we go around the A in about 19 minutes. And at 5:40, we'll have a little fun. We'll open up the phone lines. We'll do Grillin' Dylan at 5:40. Any question, any topic you want to cover, anything you want to ask me, whether it's about movies, sports, life, don't matter, whatever you want to talk about, we'll do that at 5:40, so that's coming up in about almost 38 minutes from right now. But do want to start things off talking about the Bravos last night. Not a pretty night last night. Started off and almost looked like it was going to be just a fine night, just another night at the ballpark. Braves go into the bottom of the ninth inning, with a 5-2 lead. However, Raisel Iglesias cannot hold it. He gives up 3 runs to the Tigers. Then we go into extra innings, and the Tigers would walk it off in the bottom of the 10th. So the Braves lose 6-5, and it's frustrating. Very frustrating. Very, 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 very frustrating. But look, it's the nature of the beast. It's what happens in baseball. Sometimes your closers are not going to get the job done. Now, hopefully, this is the last blown save of the season from Raisel Iglesias. But the harsh reality and the fact of the matter is it's probably not going to be the last blown save by Raisel Iglesias. And that's just what it is. Closers blow saves. You hope they just don't blow that many. So, unfortunately, Braves lose last night 6-5. But there was a silver lining coming out of last night. Michael Harris looks like he's finally in his groove. It looks like he's all the way back offensively at the plate. Goes 3-4 last night, solo home run, had an RBI, scores 2 runs. He's looking good. So very, very good sign there from Michael Harris. The fact that he's looking good and had a couple of good performances at the plate kind of back-to-back, because he had a pretty good series against the Mets. He got going. Then against the Nationals, he was solid as well. And then he's starting off right against the Detroit Tigers, which the team would have started off a little bit better, but you take two out of three, you're perfectly fine with that. Charlie Morton looked okay. He looked like solid Charlie. That's just about what you want out of Charlie Morton. 5 2/3 innings, only giving up 4 hits, no runs, only 3 walks, 8 strikeouts. That's all you can really ask for out of Charlie. Colin McHugh did give up a run. Nick Anderson did give up a run. And then again, Raisel Iglesias giving up 3. Joe Jimenez giving up 1 as well. So bullpen didn't help out Charlie too much. So bullpen didn't all the way do the job. AJ was good. He's been really good. But other than AJ, bullpen kind of stinky last night. A little bit stinky. But again, Braves get back at it tonight. Try to regroup, get back on the horse. Tonight, going for the Braves, it's going to be Spencer Strider, the flamethrower, taking on. Actually, did they change it? Hold up now. No, I was looking at the wrong day. Spencer Strider against Reese Olson, right-handed pitcher for the Tigers. He's got a 2.70 ERA, 0-1 on the season. He's actually, he's only made, looks like, couple of starts here, so we'll see what he looks like for the Tigers. We know what Spencer Strider is all about. Look, for Spencer Strider, I just need him to be a lot better than what he was against the Mets. Now, the Braves all obviously ended up winning that game. That was the huge comeback game where the Braves got their sweep. He was taking on Justin Verlander. We thought it was going to be a pitching duel, and it turned out to be a classic barn burner. So, we need Spencer Strider to be a lot better, and hopefully he can bounce back against the Detroit Tigers. Look, this lineup isn't something that Spencer should necessarily struggle against, so you look for him to have a real good bounce-back performance, and you look for the Braves to bounce back and win with Spencer Strider on the mound. And again, looks like the offense is starting to come together, 1-9. We saw it against New York. Last night, you scored 5 runs. You would think against Detroit that should be enough, but again, bullpen kind of let you down a little bit. So things still starting to come together for the Braves, even though you had a bump in the road last night with your bullpen a little bit, and of course, Raisel Iglesias. So Braves looking to get back on it tonight. 6:40, first pitch again. Spencer Strider taking on Reese Olson. But we'll talk about the Braves a little bit more in Around the A because there's some other news coming out of Truist Park. That's exciting. However, I do want to go ahead and touch on the NBA Finals a little bit because, man, that was an exciting, exciting NBA Final. That was a good game last night, too. If you haven't heard by now, the Denver Nuggets have beaten the Miami Heat in 5 games in the NBA Finals. They win last night 94-89 to take home their first Larry O'Brien trophy. Again, Nikola Jokic, the Bill Russell NBA Finals MVP award winner. First title, took them 47 years. Good stuff. Nikola Jokic last night did what he's been doing all season, all postseason long, 28 points. 16 rebounds for the big fella. Michael Porter Jr., I said it yesterday. I was like, I bet you Michael Porter Jr. has his best game in the postseason when they need it most. And sure enough, he did. That's about the only prediction I got right. Actually, and I said the Nuggets would win yesterday, and they did. So I went 2-for-2 last night on my guesses, so it was pretty solid. I finished strong, but Michael Porter Jr., 16 points, 13 rebounds. That's a postseason high for him, I believe. I think so. Actually it's a career high for him, 13 rebounds. Jamal Murray, solid, 14 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope gave the Nuggets a solid 11 points. Bruce Brown gave them a solid 10 off the bench. And the Nuggets were just the better team. As simple as that. Writing was on the wall. There were, but they... The crazy part is that the Nuggets really kept the Heat in the game. They did not shoot well at all from three. They only shot 25%. They only shot 17%. The Heat only shot 25%. And that's the reason they lost, honestly. They couldn't take advantage of the Nuggets only shooting 17% from three. So dreadful shooting from three last night. Nuggets were 5 of 28. The Heat only 9 of 35. And I know Jimmy took over late with like about 4 minutes left. He really started to turn it on and, you know, he started to look like Jimmy Buckets. But I think they needed more of him earlier. I think early on in that fourth quarter, they needed more of him. I think it was too much of Gabe Vincent. And this is no slight to Gabe Vincent or Max Strus or anybody on that Miami Heat team, because they're a bunch of scrappy, talented individuals. But you need your best player in those moments. In those final waning moments when it's starting to get into winning time, I need my guy, my dude that got me here for the Miami Heat, that's Jimmy Butler. I need him to take over. I need him to say, give me the ball. So a little earlier in that fourth quarter, I thought he was just a little too passive. Now, again, you could argue he's trying to make the right basketball play, and I get that. But there were still moments for me where it was like, Jimmy, I need you to be a little bit more aggressive. Especially because your guys weren't knocking down shots for you last night, really. I mean, Gabe Vincent only had 6 points. He was 3 of 13. And I understand keep shooting, but at what point are you like, okay, I just got to take this thing into my own hands, give me the rock, because the ball in my hands is the best shot we have at scoring and giving us the best chance to win this game and advance to a game six. Max Strus, he had 12 points. He was a little bit better, but he was only 5 of 12 from the field, 1 of 6 from 3. Bam was good. He had a pretty good series. He had 20 points. But he kind of fell off down the stretch. And again, Jimmy kind of lifted you up a little bit more down the stretch, but you needed both of those guys. You needed Bam and Jimmy. Not for them to trade off. But Bam did finish with 20 points, 9 of 20 from the field. He had 12 rebounds as well. Jimmy Butler, 5 of 18 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3. He finished with 21 points. Kevin Love just gave you 3 points. And I'm confused. Like, I thought Tyler Herro was supposed to give it a go. And they just didn't put him in. I mean, I guess I can kind of understand it. Was it just a fact of you don't want to mess up the rhythm? But, like, then just... It seemed like you needed a shot in the arm later in the game, so I just don't understand. Like, was he ready or not? Could he play or not? Because we heard these reports that he was going to try and give it a go. Was he just not ready? I don't get it. Like, he was supposed to come back maybe game two, then it was game three, then it was game five, and we just never ended up seeing Tyler Herro. So maybe he just couldn't go and they thought he could. I don't know. I know broken hands can kind of be funny. You need your hands to shoot. So don't know what the deal there was. But this is about the Denver Nuggets. They get the job done. And look, this is going to be a team. We heard Michael Malone say it after the game during the trophy presentation. He said this team wants more. They're not satisfied with just one. They want more. And they can go get some more. Look, I don't know how long they'll be able to keep this roster together with, you know, salary cap and things like that. But, I mean, as long as you got Jokic, as long as you got Jamal Murray, you got those two guys, you're sitting pretty. Aaron Gordon, he's a good piece. You got Michael Porter Jr. as well. As long as you keep that core together, and then you probably would like to keep a KCP and a Bruce Brown. Christian Brown's on a rookie deal as well, I believe. So, they should be able to at least run it back for a couple of more years with pretty much close to this exact same roster. But again, you have Jokic. You got Murray. That's really your big starting point. You kind of fill in the blanks around there. I'm sure they'll probably lock up Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr. As long as you got that core there, you got to feel good about the Nuggets' chances of being back to Western Conference Finals, NBA Finals, because those guys, they're at their peak. They're on the ascension. They're not on the decline. They're only getting better. So congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. Their first ever NBA championship. Did it in front of their home fans. That's got to be a sweet, sweet feeling. The Joker is getting the ring. All right, when we come back, about 5 minutes from now, we will go around the A. We got some news out of Truist Park, and it's good news because our guy is popular. We'll talk about it when we come back right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you are doing well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. We will do Grillin' Dylan at 540, so that's coming up in about 19 minutes. Anything you want to talk about, phone lines will be open. Tweet at me as well, again, at underscore Dylan Matthews. We'll open up the phone lines here as well, 404-726-0929. Anything you want to talk about, just holler at your boy. But we'll do that here in about 18 minutes or so. All right. Wasn't a busy day last night in sports. Now it's kind of, you know, one of the slower times in the industry. Falcons do have mandatory minicamp today, actually, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So we'll react to some sound from that tomorrow. But you know, they're just the mandatory mini camps going on. Now that the NBA Finals have wrapped up, really just, you know, baseball, little stuff here and there coming out from the NFL. But soon we'll get the draft. We'll get free agency from the NBA, and things will start to kick up. So a little slow right now, but we still got plenty to get into. And we still have some things to get into about our Atlanta Braves. We're going to start talking about the Atlanta Hawks and what moves they need to make in the offseason a little bit more. We actually might talk about that in Grill and Dylan as well. But first things first, let's take a trip around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
The Atlanta Braves, talked about it in the opening segment. They, unfortunately, stubbed their toe and lose to the Detroit Tigers last night. Final score of 6-5 in 10 innings. Braves had a 5-2 lead going into the bottom of the ninth. Had Raisel Iglesias, their closer, on the mound. He couldn't get the job done. He let the Tigers tie it up. Braves didn't score anything in the top of the 10th inning, and the Tigers walked it off in the bottom of the 10th. So, tough night at the ballpark for the Braves, and you know, a loss like that definitely stings. Brian Snicker says it does sting as well, but they're going to keep getting back on the high horse. And, you know, he says, closers, they're humans too. They have bad days too. Let's listen in on a skip.
I mean, it stings. No worse than any of them when you lose the lead. You know, happens. Those guys have bad days too.
They do. So, again, you hope that's the last time Raisel Iglesias blows a save, but probably not going to be the last time Raisel Iglesias blows a save this season. If we're just being completely honest, it's the nature of the beast. It's how the game works sometimes. It's just the game of baseball. Closers blow saves. Now, again, you would like to limit how many times they do that, but it's going to happen, even to the best of them. So, Braves lose 6-5, final score. They're back at it again tonight. Spencer Strider taking on Reese Olsen, 6:40 p.m. first pitch. Speaking of the Atlanta Braves, how about our Ronald Acuña Jr.? He's popular, leading vote-getter as of right now in the MLB All-Star Game. Over a million votes. Shohei Ohtani right now sitting at about, I think, 924,000 is what I saw. I have to check out MLB Twitter. They had the exact numbers yesterday. But as soon as I saw that, I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and vote again and make sure our guy Ronnie stays in the lead. But Ronald Acuña Jr., right now, leading vote getter in all of Major League Baseball when it comes to the All-Star voting. And look, it just goes to show how popular Ronald Acuña Jr. is. It just goes to show he is one of the faces of Major League Baseball, and not just Braves fans, but baseball fans want to see this guy play. They enjoy watching him play, and he has people who probably just root for him and maybe just root for the Braves because they have Ronald Acuña Jr. So it's good to know that, you know, you have one of those guys, you have one of those faces of the league on your team. So this is about 15 hours ago from the official MLB Twitter account. Ronald Acuña Jr., 1,086,537 votes. Shohei Ohtani, 924,182 votes. Obviously, those numbers are probably different now. More votes, I'm sure, have come in. But Ronald Acuña Jr. right now, the leading vote getter in the base in Major League Baseball right now. If you want to know what the rest of the positions are looking like, Sean Murphy behind the plate right now for the Braves. J.D. Martinez, designated hitter. Freddie Freeman, first baseman right now for the National League. These will be your starters. So Sean Murphy behind the plate. We love to see it. J.D. Martinez as a designated hitter. Freddie Freeman at first base. Luis Arraez from the Miami Marlins, who's hitting. He just dropped back under 400. He's at like 397, I think, right now. Orlando Arcia for the Braves at shortstop. So currently right now, three Braves. Sean Murphy, Orlando Arcia, Ronald Acuña Jr. Mookie Betts is also a leading vote getter as well in right field. I don't know why they have Ronald Acuña Jr. in center field right now and not in right field, but anywho. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. in left field. I told you Orlando Arcia at shortstop and Nolan Arenado at third base. So Sean Murphy, J.D. Martinez, Freddie Freeman, Luis Arraez, Orlando Arcia, Nolan Arenado, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., Ronald Acuña Jr., Mookie Betts, your leading all-star voters, vote getters for the National League right now. For the American League, you got Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, and Yordan Alvarez in the outfield. You got Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Marcus Semien, Bo Bichette, Matt Chapman in the infield. Behind the plate, you got Adley Rutschman and Shohei Ohtani as the designated hitter, of course. So that's your first All-Star ballot update and the guys that are leading the pack at their positions. But just really cool to see Ronald Acuña Jr. be the leading vote getter. And, hey, I think that just goes to show that if he stays on this pace and if he keeps doing what he's doing, keeps on stealing bases, hitting dingers, hitting home runs, keeping that average up, Braves make themselves a nice postseason run, maybe even hopefully get themselves a World Series, you know what I'm saying? I think it's pretty inevitable that we get another MVP winner in Ronald Acuña Jr. for the Atlanta Braves. So we shall see. But good news there coming out of the Braves. The Falcons, as I told you, start mandatory minicamp. It'll be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium later on today. So the Falcons keep on putting in some work, doing their thing. By the way, I don't know how much you all read into Madden simulations, but there was a Madden simulation of this season, and it had the Falcons winning the NFC South, being the number four seed, but it had us losing to the Detroit Lions in a shootout, like 34-31 in the second round of the playoffs. That is beating the Seattle Seahawks in wild card weekend and then losing to Detroit in the divisional round. It was kind of random. But Detroit is a solid team, so I could actually see a scenario like that playing out. But we wouldn't get beat by them, though. We will play them, but we will beat the Detroit Lions in real life. So, you know, that's my only gripe with the Madden simulator. But anywho, that was just a funny story there. But the Falcons will be back on the field, putting in more work and bringing this thing all together. And, man, I really, now with basketball season over, Obviously, I'm excited about the Braves. Their season is obviously going on right now, but now it makes me even more excited to get into some Atlanta Falcons football because basketball's over. You're waiting for the MLB postseason to start. You're coasting through the regular season of the MLB, and you're just waiting, salivating, ready to get some football going. Also, free agency for the NBA now, ready to see what the Atlanta Hawks do to improve their roster, see what kind of big moves they make. Will they finally trade John Collins? You may have seen, you know, it wasn't the most reputable source, but apparently there are already rumors circulating that DeJounte Murray maybe could be on the trading block and the Hawks could be fielding calls for them. So we'll see, but a lot going on right now when you talk about what's happening around the A. But as far as the Falcons go, it'll just be interesting to see, you know, how they put this thing all together. And I also want to see, I think the next big shoe to drop for the Falcons is, I want to see who they end up, I want to see as far as tomorrow, who they kind of have back there doing special teams, returning. I know they had Bijan taking a couple of punt returns. I want to see who they're going to have back there because I'm not convinced it's going to be Bijan. There's no way you put your eighth overall pick back there in any type of return situation. That should just not happen. I mean, he's risking too much injury being any type of return specialist, punt return or kick return. So I'm interested to see who they're going to have back there as far as punt return goes. Is it going to be Penny Hart? Is it going to be one of these guys we've brought in to maybe be a training camp body and they're going to have opportunity now? So that's probably the next thing that I'm looking out for is who is going to step up in that spot that Avery Williams had as a punt returner. Very good punt returner, by the way. He didn't have enough returns to qualify, but as far as yardage goes, he actually led the league in punt return yardage last year with a little over 16 yards per return. So going to be big shoes to fill, and that's a sneaky big loss for the Atlanta Falcons. So we'll see how they can fill those shoes, and we might start getting those type of answers tomorrow just to see who's back there, who's fielding some punt returns, and we'll see what happens. But we'll react to some more sound from that tomorrow. We'll have Arthur Smith, have some players and things of that nature to react to as Falcons continue their off-season programs, off-season workouts, and things like that. But when we come back, y'all know what time it is. It's a Tuesday, so it's going to be time for Grillin' Dylan. You can call up right now, 404-726-0929. Whatever you want to talk about, let's talk about it right now. If you want to talk about the Nuggets winning an NBA championship, we can do that. If you want to talk about the Falcons, we can do that. If you don't want to talk about sports, that's cool too. We can talk about movies. We can talk about music. It don't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we can do it now on Grillin' Dylan. Ask me any question that you would like. We will do it next, right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. You're live in the Kia Studios on a Tuesday morning. Hope you are doing well. Hope your morning is getting started off right. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Shout out to all my people that are clocking in early. Got an early start time, but that's okay. That means usually you get to finish early. Some of y'all be working some long days. I'll be like, oh my goodness. Shout out to y'all. But anyway, you're tuned in right now. I appreciate you, whether you're listening on your car, on the way to work, on the way to gym, doesn't matter. Or on the way home, if you work that overnight or that third shift, you know what I'm saying? If you're a truck driver and you're about to park for the night, shout out to you for tuning in. Or if you're listening on the Odyssey app, I appreciate you as well. Right now, want to have a little fun? Call up 404-726-0929. We'll do Grillin' Dylan. We'll get to it. Any question, anything you want to ask me about, we will cover it. In the meantime, though, I do want to talk about the Atlanta Hawks, because The NBA season is now over. We are going to go into the off season, and I want to talk about what I feel like the Hawks need to do just early on here in the off season. They need to, one, get better defensively. Two, you have to do something about John Collins, because the way we are using John Collins, we're not using him properly. We're not getting the most out of John Collins because we are not maximizing his skill set. We're not putting him in the best positions where he thrives. John Collins can shoot. He can shoot threes. That is something he is capable of doing at a fairly high clip. Yes. However, John Collins is not a shooter. There is a difference. There is a difference between being a shooter and being a guy that can shoot, period. John Collins is a guy that can shoot. And if this is one of those, if this is going to be an offense where Quinn Snyder is putting an emphasis on three-point shooting, and if it's going to be a situation last year where your power forward is going to be stretched out and is going to space the floor and is going to be in the corner with the ability and with the expectation to take some open threes, then you're going to need a power forward who is a little more consistent at shooting threes. Now, John Collins can get on a heater. He can get on a streak, but he is not the most consistent three-point shooter that there is out there. So you need to address that. We need to figure out, okay, are we trying to turn John Collins into a three-point shooter? Because if we're trying to do that, then I don't think that's the right move. So if you want to space the floor, if you want to be a team that shoots a lot of threes, if you want your power forward, your four spot, to be a stretch four, then you need to go get a real stretch four. John Collins can do it. He has that capability, but he's not the best guy out there for that job. So if we're going to continue to run an offense like we did last year, we need to find a new power forward, because it's no shade to John Collins. I like John Collins as a player. I think he's a very good player, very versatile, can do a lot of different things very well. He's just not the guy for this offense, period. He's just not a system fit, if that's what we're planning to do. Simple as that. So that needs to be addressed first and foremost. What are we doing with John Collins? Are we going to keep John Collins? If we are, how are the Atlanta Hawks going to maximize his skill set and not just have him standing in the corner to shoot three-pointers? Because that's not where he's at his best. He's at his best when you give it to him on the block. He can turn around, either shoot a little jump shot, a little fadeaway jumper, or just a little turnaround jumper, or he can do a little work in the post. That's where he's at his best to me. He is at his best on the block or in the pick and roll, because he's very good in the pick and roll as well, obviously with his athleticism. He can catch alley-oops. He can finish at the rim. So that is the first thing that I believe needs to be addressed when we talk about this Atlanta Hawks offseason. What are we going to do with John Collins? Are you going to maximize his skill set? Or if you want your power forward to be able to shoot a lot of three-pointers, you need to find a new home for John Collins, point blank, period. So that's number one. Number two, does Quinn Snyder believe Trae Young and DeJounte Murray can win a championship? Does he believe that backcourt can win a championship? If he does, great. Move forward, build around those guys, get some more defense on the wing, maybe some more 3-and-D guys to come off the bench, and you move forward like that. If Quinn Snyder has seen enough and he doesn't think DeJounte and Trae can win a title, then you, I guess the move would be see what you can get for DeJounte Murray. Or you, I don't think they would just do it again for the heck of it this season. I would think they would see what they can get for DeJounte and not get nothing for him and just let him walk at the end of this season. So find out if you can win a championship, not just go to the playoffs, not just go to the Eastern Conference Finals, but win a championship with Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. You have to figure that out second. And then, again, you have to find out how you can bolster this bench, because the bench was not good enough last year. Simply was not. You were not deep enough last year. You need more bench help. So find some 3-and-D guys. Find some good wing players. Find some more shooters. Some more knockdown shooters, pure shooters, to put around Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. So that, to me, is the exoskeleton of a good Atlanta Hawks offseason. Figure out if you're going to try and maximize John Collins' talents, use him in the pick and roll more, post him up more, or if, you want to stretch four who's going to shoot a lot of threes, find you a trade partner and let John Collins find a new home where his talents are maximized. Because, again, John Collins is not a bad player. I'm not saying that at all. Let me be clear on that. John Collins is a very good player, versatile, can do a lot of things well, but if we want our stretch four to mainly be a three-point shooter, this is not the place for John Collins. Next, find out if you can win a championship with Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. Quinn Snyder and the Hawks front office, Landry Fields, they need to make that decision. If you believe you can, build around it. If you can't, find a trade partner. Then lastly, build up the bench. Get some 3-and-D guys, get some knockdown shooters to put around Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, bolster up that bench, and get a little bit more firepower when guys are coming off the bench and you have either Trae or DeJounte off the floor. So that's it for me when it talks about when we talk about what the Hawks need to do and what they need to address this offseason. I'll get definitely into more names and into more particulars as the offseason rolls along, but as far as just the outline of what they need to do and what major decisions need to be made and what major things need to be done, that's my take on it. You can always tweet at me your takes and your thoughts at underscore Dylan Matthews. And you can call me up as well, 404-726-0929 right now, because we're going to do a little bit of grilling Dylan here before we talk to the morning shift. And we got Dallas on the line. Dallas is in the game. Dallas, good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, Dylan, first off, I want to say thank you for what you do in the morning, because, you know, I'm
appreciate
up
you.
At 3 a.m. every morning, traveling about.
Shout out to you, man. Dylan, early riser.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, Dylan, after Miami won that one game this series against Denver, you came in with your hair on fire. You said, it's going to go six. It may go seven.
I was dead wrong.
How you feeling after the results last night?
I was dead wrong. I mean, when I saw what Miami did, I was like, okay, like they may have figured something out, man. Like, but obviously they didn't. They just had a good shooting night, and what happened was they just lost to a better team. Denver is better.
Right,
they're more consistent. They have better players, and they just had more dudes they could rely on. Look, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, all credit to those guys, scrappy players, but Bruce Brown, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Aaron Gordon, they're just better role players than the Gabe Vincents, Max Struses, and, you know, Duncan Robinsons of the world. I mean, that's just what it is. So they just lost to a better team, and that's just what it was. And I thought maybe they would be able to squeak out another game. And last night they did have an opportunity because of the way Denver shot so poorly, but Miami shot just as poorly almost. So they just lost to a better team,
like,
man.
Do you feel like Jimmy ran out of gas?
Do you feel
like he got tired from carrying the team?
He definitely could have. And I know he's not going to use – he didn't use the ankle as an excuse, but the ankle could have very well been bothering him, and maybe that's why he wasn't as aggressive as maybe he should have been last night, because I thought he was a little passive down the stretch. But it could have been the ankle, and it could have been fatigue. I mean, we've seen the meme back when they was in the 2020 finals, him bent over. So he might have been on that type of time. So there's just no telling. But at the end of the day, the best team won, and Miami – they're going to have to do a little bit of bolstering when it comes to their role players, when it comes to their bench, but they should be back just because of their culture, their tenacity, their physicality. So they'll be back, but they just got to get some more straight-up talent around Jimmy and Tyler Herro on Bam.
I agree. How far are the Hawks away? How far are we away, bro? How far? And I'm going to let you go after that.
So they just got some things to figure out. Like, again, what are you doing with John Collins? Like, he's not just a knockdown three-point shooter. If you're going to post him up in the corner, you got to find a new home for John Collins because, again, he's not a bad player. It's just that's not John Collins' game. That he's not a system fit if you want a power forward who's going to majority shoot threes, and that's what you want out of your power forward. Again, you have to make a decision on DeJounte and Trey. Does Quinn Snyder think they can work? Does he think they can win a title? If so, okay, build around them. Get some shooters, maybe some more 3-and-D guys. Bolster that bench however you can. If not, then you got to find a trade partner. And then, again, you still have to bolster your bench regardless. So they have some decisions to make, but I don't think that they're that far off. They just got to make a couple of moves, a couple of tweaks. The biggest thing is you get something for John Collins because the way Quinn Snyder looks like he wants to run his offense, I just don't think he's a system fit.
I agree. Yeah. Hopefully in about 2 years, man, we should be pushing like Miami. Bro, I appreciate the time.
Yes, sir.
Doing what you're doing. And unblock me on Twitter, bro.
I got you blocked. I didn't even know it. My bad, bro. I'll fix that.
All right. Take care, man.
Appreciate it, Dallas. You have a good one, brother. Shout out to Dallas for calling in. I didn't know I had that brother blocked on Twitter. My bad, homie. I didn't even know it.
Look at you out here.
I'll fix it. I didn't even know I had anybody blocked on Twitter. But anywho, let me go ahead and hand things off to the morning shift. We'll see what they got coming up on the show. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Rob Tribble filling in one more time for Mike Johnson. Mike will be back tomorrow. But we will talk to the homies when we come back right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.